harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 68. Once again, this week we are exploring unusual food combinations, this time with Jake Heyer. He brings us two recipes from the deep recesses of his childhood memory.
I haven't had either of these combinations since I was a small child. These are both items that only were available at Grandma's house. I do remember vividly my bedtime snack. Graham crackers with a slice of Velveeta cheese.
So this was your bedtime snack?
This is the bedtime snack before, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Before you go get your bath, you know.
And what's the second one?
So this sandwich I hadn't thought about in a very long time. But I first started working here, and Scott Smith told me about his sandwich with mayonnaise and grape jelly. And that made me think of this sandwich, which I haven't had since I was a kid. But is also ingredients that you would not think intuitively that's going to be a great sandwich. And it may or may not be. I haven't had it in a long time. So it's turkey, cottage cheese, and ketchup on wheat bread.
Jake initially wanted to utilize these sandwiches for our fundraiser. Whoever raised the least amount of money would eat the other's culinary creation.
However, Scott will not eat this sandwich ever because it has cottage cheese in it.
Let's just dive right in. First, I'll describe. We have laid out the turkey on one side, then drizzled it with ketchup, and then on the other piece of bread, we've put our cottage cheese and then stuck them together. So we are going to go ahead and try.
That's exactly how I remember it.
Really?
I feel like I'm back at Grandma's house and I'm 5 years old.
Do you like it a lot?
It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
The ingredients are more mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Than the actual taste.
Yeah, it's not bad. It is not something I think I would... I don't know. Who knows? I could get in a weird mood and want this. I'm pretty weird when it comes to food, though. So when you told me about this, the part that freaked me out wasn't the cottage cheese. I really like cottage cheese. I also really like ketchup, but it was the combination of cottage cheese and ketchup that I was a little bit like, tomato and cottage cheese, fine. That's like ricotta and pasta sauce. It's very Italian. But ketchup is so sweet. So that sort of was the weird part for me. The sweet savoriness of ketchup plus the creaminess of the cottage cheese and the texture. It's really fine. But again, it's sort of like, would I do it? I don't know. I'm going to eat the rest of the sandwich. I can tell you that. Huh. Yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess. I'll say that.
It's a complete mess.
Oh, yeah. Yours looks nice and neat, though. That's just me. It's me and my gluten-free bread. Don't worry about it.
I checked in with my mom to see, you know, did I come up with this? Or how did this ever come to be? Because it's one of those things that I totally remember having this as a kid. But, you know, did you all feed me this? Or... like, did I somehow come up with this idea out of my own creative mind?
It seems like a kid creation.
And she said, well, those were all ingredients that were readily available in your grandmother's fridge.
This is obviously a sandwich that's created when it's like, oh, there's just turkey and bread. Well, what else is there? Is there any cheese? No, there's only cottage cheese. Well, is there like mustard? No, there's only ketchup. So, yeah, it's good, though. I might actually eat it again.
But one thing we should talk about is I had no idea that the controversy surrounding cottage cheese. I love cottage cheese. I was like, who would not love cottage cheese? But apparently, it's quite a polarizing food.
It's a big no from a lot of people. I really like it. I think it's an easy way to get some extra fat and protein. It's good. If you want to recreate the exact recipe, Jake says his grandmother would have had oven-roasted turkey lunch meat. But if I were going to make this again, I would use a more savory option like Cajun or pepper turkey. Okay, so, graham cracker and Velveeta.
Now this may be more, you may have a rave on this.
Okay.
You never know.
It's really good.
It does kind of go together.
I'm not against American cheese, but before we tasted this, I slice myself a little bit of Velveeta. First of all, Velveeta, I mean, it tastes like American cheese, but it's different. It has a distinct texture, a distinct flavor. that is just slightly more processed than like a craft single. So I tried it just so I would remember, like, okay, that's like the baseline of it. Yeah, this is really good. I think you don't really realize that it's cheese, like a Twix bar without the chocolate. Okay. Is what it reminds me of right now. Like very, a salty yeah. Twix bar.
I like it. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I think it's because Graham is an overwhelming flavor. Like, it's a really strong flavor. And I don't think we realize that necessarily. Like, when you're eating s'mores, the chocolate and the marshmallow are so sweet that you don't realize that the graham cracker itself is actually, like, very flavorful.
Sure.
It's not like a normal cracker. They're also not salted, which helps balance out the immense amount of salt in the Velveeta. When it comes to graham crackers, Velveeta, American cheese, or even spray cheese is a yes for me. This recipe and all of my recipes can be found online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. If you have an unusual food combination you would like to share with the show, please send it to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
It's roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in blue.